Brewers 360, sponsored by Holiday Automotive. It's Tuesday. That means it's Brewers manager Patrick Murphy joining us on Brewers 360. Skip, I know you had to watch part of the game underground there in the clubhouse. Any more movement on what that was? We had a bunt. We had Joey Ortiz try to avoid the tag. They called him running out of the baseline, even though it looked like he was still in the baseline. Do you guys put a call into the league and ask about that, or where does that go from here?
Yeah, I mean, there's not much you can do. You do put a call in, and you let them know, and they come back. They're pretty good about coming back to you and letting you know, well, he might have made a mistake, he might not have. But the bottom line is it's over with, and you have to move on. This is part of the game. It's the human element. I think that's a good part of the game, even though it went against us and it hurts. But that's on a bigger picture. It's part of what we do.
So when you're down below, what do? Are you eating food? Are you pacing? Are you reading a book? What do you do?
I'm staying involved as much as I can. You know what I mean? It's not a great feeling, I promise you.
It's lonely down there?
It kind of is. It's not as good as being in the dugout, I promise you. I'm not exactly lonely, but I'm wishing I was out there.
So we were joking about how the Brewers started their 97th pitcher last night in the season so far. Another starter, although just for an inning. So is this another one of those just doing the strategy thing where you have the out-getters start the game?
Yeah, that's it. We're a little thin. It's pretty obvious we're a little thin on the mound. But we've been making it work, so we're going to continue to make it work somehow, some way. Yeah, proud of our guys. Every game we're in it, and it's just rare in baseball right now. And I just couldn't be more proud of the way they go out and compete every night.
It was exciting to see Garrett Mitchell come back up. He had been hurt all to start the year, and here's a kid who just looks like he's got the panache, you know, to be a great ball player. It's good to see him back in there.
Great word, panache. Love it. It is great to have him back. He's been through some adversity, and God knows he's worked very, very hard to get himself back here where he's at, and we were excited to get him back.
So July 4th, this is one of those holidays that always is kind of like the baseball holiday, right? You think about that with some of these ones. Memorial Day is another one where oftentimes you wear the special hats or you do different things. Through all your years, has there been any, like, I don't know, where the minor league team has done something special, or at Notre Dame they did something special when it came to the 4th of July in a baseball game?
Yeah, it's interesting you say that. I don't have, for me, it's all I know. I don't remember not being involved in a game at that point, and I think sometimes we don't appreciate it as much as we would. It's just part of our deal. You know, we keep going. This is the times we play, and specifically I can't really think of something. You did catch me at 6 o'clock in the morning here, but I really can't give you a good story. I wish you would give me a heads up. I could have.
Fair enough.
Some time thinking.
How many hot dogs do you think you could eat in a hot dog eating contest?
I don't want to think about it.
I was just trying to think of something else that you wouldn't be expecting at 6 in the morning. That's the best I could go with. You know, that Joey Jaws Chestnut is no longer with us, at least not competing anyway. So, see, we have that to look forward to on Thursday. So, all right, Murph, well, go get back at him tonight. I really do appreciate your candor and the idea of moving on in the next day every time. Keep doing it.
Thanks, man. I appreciate you. Thank you.
Be well.